What's new in business news, October 22nd, 2013? New celebrities app from AIS. Stocks fall with surprise amnesty bill. And labor-intensive industries cut from investment incentives. Stock market. Thai stocks tumble most worldwide. Thailand's stocks fell the most in a month, with the benchmark index posting the biggest drop worldwide, amid speculation that a bill granting amnesty for political offenses will spur protests against the government. The benchmark set index, or SET, dropped 2.4% to 1,448.54 at the close in Bangkok, its biggest decline since September 23rd, and the steepest drop among global equity gauges tracked by Bloomberg. A parliamentary committee voted last week to add a clause to the ruling Pheu Thai Party's bill that would annul legal cases stemming from the country's 2006 coup, including the conviction of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. The opposition Democrat Party will oppose the bill in parliament and support public demonstrations to prevent the measure. Abhisit Vejjajiva, former prime minister and the party's leader, said on the party's website on Monday. Investment. BOI cuts investment incentives for labor-intensive industries. The Board of Investment, or BOI, has cut the number of SME business categories eligible for investment privileges to 39 from 57. Mainly labor-intensive ones, in which Thai businesses can no longer compete with neighboring countries. BOI's new investment policy focuses on high technology and value-added products and services. The 39 categories of eligible SME businesses will be divided into four groups: value-added farm production, industries that use manufacturing skills such as auto parts, machinery, electronics, and electrical appliances, plastic products and printing, creative industry including clothes, textile, jewelry and ornaments, furniture, software and designs, and service and supporting businesses for the tourism industry, such as hotels, cultural centers, and movie shooting. These businesses will be entitled to exemptions from machinery import tax and corporate income tax for 8 years without restrictions on zone or size of investment. Telecommunications. AIS introduces Celebrities app for new revenue. Mobile leader Advanced Info Service, or AIS, is extending its chargeable mobile content service in a drive to boost the strength of its non-voice business and increase revenue. The company launched yesterday what it calls a celebrities app, in which celebrities earn revenue for self-generated content sold to fan clubs via mobile devices. AIS spent 14 million baht on TV star Jurayu James Tangsisuk as a brand endorser for 3G. Now AIS is collaborating with Mr. Jurayu on the new James Life app, which offers stickers with his photos and video clips of his activities. The application works on iOS and Android and can be downloaded at a cost of 29 baht per download. AIS has 13 million mobile internet users, 9 million of them social media users. As of June, the company's non-voice revenue accounted for 30% of total consolidated revenues. Mobile data services made up half of AIS's non-voice revenue, followed by chargeable premium content at 35% and SMS service at 15%. Non-voice revenue in Japan and South Korea accounts for over half of mobile operators' revenues. Mobile payment service is a major revenue source for AIS. As of October, Thailand had 17.7 million 3G subscribers. AIS had 12 million users, DTAC 5 million, and TrueMove 700,000.